Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Sukumar Gaur Prabhuji on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam 4.20.25. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call? Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. Can you all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I will hand over the call to you now, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna. Let me offer my obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nadanam Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So welcome all the devotees for our morning Bhagavatam class. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, Text 25. The shloka is as follows. Sauttama shloka mahan mukachyuto Bhavat padambo jasudakana nila smritim punarvis britatatva vartmanam kuyoginam no vitaratyalam varai. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord, you are glorified by selected verses uttered by great personalities. Such glorification of your lotus feet is just like saffron particles. When the transcendental vibration from the mouth of great devotees carry the aroma of saffron dust of your lotus feet, the forgetful living entity gradually remembers his eternal relationship with you. Devotees thus gradually come to the right conclusion about the values of life. My dear Lord, I therefore do not need any other benediction but the opportunity to hear from the mouth of your pure devotees. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is explained in the previous verses that one has to hear glorification of the Lord from the mouth of a pure devotee. It is further explained here. The transcendental vibration from the mouth of a pure devotee is so powerful that it can revive the living entity's memory of his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In our material existence, under the influence of illusory maya, we have almost forgotten our relationship with the Lord. Exactly like a man sleeping very deeply who forgot his duties. In the Vedas, it is said that every one of us is sleeping under the influence of maya. We must get up from this slumber and engage in the right service. For thus, we can properly utilize the facility of this human form of life. As expressed in the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Lord Chaitanya says, Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago. The Lord says that every sleeping living entity to get up and engage in devotional service so that his mission of human form of life may be fulfilled. This awakening voice comes through the mouth of a pure devotee. A pure devotee always engages in the service of the Lord, taking shelter of his lotus feet, and therefore he has direct connection with the saffron mercy particles that are strewn over the lotus feet of the Lord. Although when a pure devotee speaks, the articulation of his voice may resemble the sound of the material sky. The voice is spiritually very powerful because it touches the particles of saffron dust on the lotus feet of the Lord. As soon as a sleeping living entity hears the powerful voice emanating from the mouth of a pure devotee, he immediately remembers his eternal relationship with the Lord, although up until the moment he has forgotten everything. For a conditioned soul, therefore, it is very important to hear from the mouth of a pure devotee who is fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord without any material desire, speculative knowledge or contamination of the modes of material nature. Every one of us is a ku-yogi because we have engaged in the service of this material world, forgetting our eternal relationship with the Lord as His eternal loving servants. It is our duty to rise from the ku-yoga platform to become su-yogis, perfect mystics. The process of hearing from a pure devotee is recommended in all Vedic scriptures, especially by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One must stay in his position of life, it does not matter what it is. But if one hears from the mouth of a pure devotee, he gradually comes to the understanding of his relationship with the Lord and thus engages in his loving service, and his life becomes completely perfect. Therefore, this process of hearing from the mouth of a pure devotee is very important for making spiritual, for making progress in the life of spiritual understanding. So we welcome all the devotees for this morning Bhagavatam class. I'm grateful to all the devotees for allowing me a chance to render this service. So we are on this chapter, Lord Vishnu instructs Prithu Maharaj. In the third canto, 25th chapter, in Devahuti and Kapil Muni's discussion, Mata Devahuti asks Lord Kapila about how to perform devotional service unto you. She is speaking to Lord Kapila. And then Lord Kapila explains how devotional service is also performed in the three modes. Devotional service in itself is pure, but the sadhaka or the student, here the word is used as kuyogi, is not completely pure, and hence we feel that devotional service is covered by the three modes. And these questions are further in detail explained by giving examples in the fourth canto. Just like the fourth canto starts with Daksha Prajapati's story, then it is followed by Dhruva, and then here we are on the pastime of Prithu Maharaj. These are the three main pastimes of the fourth canto. Daksha represents a sadhaka who is performing devotional service in the Tamoguna. Tamoguni Bhakti is represented by Daksha. A sadhaka in the mode of passion is represented by Dhruva, and a devotee who is a pure practitioner is represented by the case study of Prithu Maharaj. We know that Daksha, he was also a devotee, but he was a practitioner in the mode of Tamogun, which is the lowest of the mode. How do we understand? If we have to understand anything, we have to understand it by its symptoms. Just like if a person is suffering from any disease, it is understood by the symptoms he is displaying. So Tamoguni Bhakti, there is a huge amount of pride and strong desire for sense enjoyment, and there is a strong sense of proprietorship, and this is seen in Daksha, and which ultimately results mostly in sense, in self-destruction. And even when Daksha, he goes through the purificatory process given to him by Lord Shiva, then even in the second, in his second life, the residual effect of the aparad is still seen, because he is not completely purified, and he is not able to practice devotional service even in his second life. So this is how Tamoguni Bhakti leads the sadhaka to. Then we have Dhruva, who is in the mode of passion, Rajoguni Bhakti. He performs tapasya under the guidance of Narad Muni, Guru Ashray. He hears from him, he practices it, and he gets purified. And this is represented in Dhruva's pastime by the word Yoga Vipaka Tivraya. On account of his mature realization, Tivra, Tivra means very intense, Vipaka is realization. Yoga Vipaka Tivraya. He was intense in his practice and he got a realization on account of his mature realization of yogic process, Prabhupada writes this. And there, when he becomes mature in his understanding by yogic process, he comes to a certain conclusion that what his guru told him was absolutely right. It was what he said was everything has come true, because he can see the beautiful form of the Lord which his guru Maharaj has already previously described to him. So that same Dhruva, whose mind was initially agitated by the words of Suruchi, when that same Dhruva practices the yogic process, becomes mature, he is still agitated. Now he is not agitated like he was previously. Now he is agitated seeing the beautiful form of the Supreme Lord. And this agitation gives immense joy to the heart of Dhruva. And there Dhruva, when he sees the Lord, he expresses his feeling for the Lord. And then he says, Tad darshanena gata sadva sokshita bhavat dantanga vinmaya dandavata. So when he saw the Lord, he is offering his obeisances, dandavata. Tribhyam prapashyan prabhiman arbhaka. Arbhaka is the word that is used for a small child. Arbhaka. And what was he doing? Prapashyan. Pashya is seeing. He was intensely seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. Again, what he was doing? Prapivan. He was drinking the beautiful form of the Lord through his eyes. Arbhaka. He was a very small child. Chumban nivasyena. And he was constantly in his mind kissing the lotus feet of the Lord. And Bhujer avishleshan. And he was embracing the Lord's lotus feet. He was holding tightly the lotus feet of the Lord by his hands, embracing them with his hand. So this is, Dhruva is trying to experience the Lord within his mind. He hasn't directly touched the feet of the Lord. This is his condition. That same mind which was agitated previously on account of the feeling of revenge for Suruchi has now completely changed. It is still agitated, but it is agitated by the love of the Supreme Lord. So this transformation that has come up in a sadhaka, that is giving him mature realizations. And there he is saying, Parigyata, Paramatma, Nirnaya. He is saying, now I understand, Parigyata, I have become the Gyata. Pari is complete, total Gyata of what? Nirnaya, the conclusion. Dhruva is saying that, now my Lord, I have come to a conclusion about who is the Supreme, what is my relation with the Supreme, how do I go back to Him. And then Dhruva starts speaking. He is saying, Yo Anta Pravishya Mama Vachami Mam Prasupta. My Lord, when he sees the beautiful form of the Lord, is trying to kiss and touch the Lord's form through in his mind, but is not able to speak because his mind is agitated, seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. And there, the Lord touches him with his conscience and starts speaking. So he's saying, Yo anta pravishya mama vacham imam prasuptam. All my senses were prasupta. They were completely in sleeping state. Sleeping state means where a person is completely unaware of the reality around him. What is real, what is not real, he is not able to understand. He is saying, Prasuptam, I was completely in deep slumber. Sajjivatya akila shaktidhara. So he is saying, my Lord, you are akila shaktidhara, you are possessor of all energy. I can understand, I can see, I can feel that you are the akila shaktidhara, swadhamna. Anyamscha hasta charana shravana tvagadin. He is saying, what all was sleeping? My hasta, my hands, my charana, my feet, my shravan, my hearing senses, my touch sense. All my senses were in slumber state. Pranamnu bhagavate purushaya tubhyam. And my Lord, now I understand, bhagavate purushaya, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And pranamnu, now I am offering my obeisances. So this is the conclusion that a mature yogi has to come to. Till the time he comes to this proper conclusion, the perfect conclusion, till that time any sadhaka cannot reach the perfection of yoga. Any yoga we perform, it may be bhakti yoga, it may be jnana yoga, it may be karma yoga. He has to come to a conclusion. When we perform any experiment, all students have to come to a same conclusion. Similarly, any kind of yoga we perform, we have to come to the same conclusion that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is none other than Lord Shri Vishnu or Lord Krishna. And He is Akila Shaktidhar. He is the possessor. Everything belongs to Him. All energies are working under His guidance. And then Dhruva says, Tva Dattaya Vayu Naye Dam Chashta Vishwam. He says, Tva. He's saying, you gave all this spiritual knowledge to Brahmaji. Supta Prabuddha Ivanata Bhavat Prapanna. And how was the initial state of Brahmaji? Supta. he also was just like a person. When he gave Brahmaji knowledge, he was just as a person has awakened from the sleep, and when he is awoke, he has awakened from his sleep, he visualizes his immediate duties. He can understand what I have to do now. Just like when a person is in deep sleep, he doesn't understand, but as soon as he wakes up, he comes to an understanding. Oh, now I have to start all my duties. I have to go to office, I have to take care of my family, I have to take care of my personal needs, everything. He visualizes his immediate duty. He comes to an understanding what his duties are. Tasyapa varga sharanam tava pada moolam. And there he is saying, my Lord, if anybody, any person, any sadhaka is desiring anything, here he is especially focusing on apavarga. If he is desirous of getting liberation from the threefold miseries of the world, he should what? Sharanam tava padamulam. There is best way and the easiest way is tava padamula sharanam. He should take shelter of the lotus feet of your divine self, my Lord. There is no other better way. If apavarga, if he has to get release from this material bonding. Vismarti krita vidha katham artha bandhu. Why? I am saying this because I know, my Lord, you are artha bandhu. Artha means suffering. And artha bandhu is one who helps a person reduce his suffering. That is called as artha bandhu. And he's saying, my Lord, you are the real artha bandhu. There is no better artha bandhu or a person who can relieve distress of any living entity. There is no one better than you. Artha bandhu, that is what Dhruva says to the Lord. And then he says, Nunam vimushtamataya stavamayayate. And how did I lose all my sense? He's saying, Mayaya, I lost it under the influence of your Maya Shakti. Yetva bhavapya vimokshana manya heto. He's saying, vimokshana, you are the only giver of liberation. But how foolish we are, my Lord. How foolish. You can release us from this bondage. But what are we doing? Archanti, we are worshipping you, who is a kalpatarum. Archanti kalpatarum. But why are we worshipping a kalpataru? Kunapopa bhogya. Kunapa is a bag. Kunapa means it can be any kind of bag. It's called as a kunapa. So he's saying this material body is nothing but a kunapa. It is a bag which is filled with all filthy things. It is a factory. In fact, this is nothing but a factory which only and only produces filth and nothing else. That is why he is saying kunapopa bhogya. He is saying this nasty bag, this dirty bag, and to give sense enjoyment to this bag, kunapopa bhogya icchanti. What are we desiring? Give sense gratification. Icchanti. What sense? Yat sparshajam means contact of the senses and the sense object. This is what we are desiring repeatedly, and this is the real cause of our bondage. Or any addiction is nothing but the contact of the senses and the sense object. And he says, my Lord, what is this? Miraye pindranam. This sense enjoyment is available even in Miraye. Miraye is hell. He is saying this is available even in the hellish planets. So only a foolish person will desire kunapopa bhogya, the bag which is filled with filth, and to give this bag enjoyment, he is saying we are worshipping a kalpataru bhavapya vimokshana. You can release us from this material existence, but we are asking what? Kunapopa bhogya. This is the realization. This is the realization which Dhruva is having after he has gone through a rigorous process of self-realization for 6 months. And then after all this, he is saying, now if the Lord is asking, okay, you ask something from me. Now I am so happy. You ask me any kind of benediction. Then he is saying, Lord, I don't need anything. He is saying, give me only one thing. Bhakti muhu pravatam tvaive prasango. Bhuyad ananta mahatam amalashayana. Give me association of mahatam, the great devotees. How are they? Amalashayanam. Amala, mala is dirt. Amala is where there is no dirt. How is their heart? Amala ashaya. Their heart is filled with pure thoughts of Krishna. Yenunja solbana uru vyasanam bhavabdhim. He is saying, Anjasa, if I associate with the Mahata, Anjasa, very quickly, Ulbana, this terrible Uru, and not only terrible, it is great. Vyasana, Vyasana means this material existence is filled with all kinds of dangers. That is called as Vyasanam Bhavabdhim, this material existence. He is saying, Neshe, just by hearing from the Mahat Avalashayana, Neshe Bhavad Gunakathamrata Panam, I hear constantly from this Mahat Amalashayana. And what will happen? Neshe Bhavabdhim, I will easily cross over this material existence. That is the power of hearing about Krishna. This is whose conclusion? This is Dhruva's conclusion. Is it a theoretical conclusion? No, it is not a theoretical. He has gone through the whole experimental process, and after going through the whole experiment, he is concluding. He is giving his conclusion on his experiment. That is saying, my Lord, just by associating with pure devotees and hearing Nishe Bhavad Guna Kathamrata Panamata, I will become intoxicated. And crossing this material ocean will be a very small task for me. And the same conclusion is given in this shloka, today's shloka, by Prithu Maharaj. He is saying, Sa uttama shloka mahan mukha achyuto. Mahan mukha achyuto. Achyuta is falling. Means something that is coming out from Mukha means mouth of who? Mahan. Coming out from the mouth of any pure devotee who? What they are speaking? Uttama shloka. They are only speaking about Uttama shloka. That is the person who is glorified by best of the shlokas, best of the words. They are constantly praising that Lord. And when I hear from this, then what will happen? Samsmritim. Then that remembrance puna will come back again. Vismriti. Currently my position is that I have forgotten what is my relationship with the Lord. Who am I? What am I supposed to do in my life? Forgotten. Vismrita. Vismriti will turn into smriti puna again. How? When the tattva, the reality of the truth will be disclosed. But how that will be disclosed? Prabhupada says, gradually one comes to the conclusion about life. So the entire process or the entire gamut of spirituality is to bring one to the right conclusion. If the right conclusion, if one is not arriving at the right conclusion, that means he will not be able to cross over the material existence. Now here in our society, which Prabhupada has given us the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the best of all the knowledges. But instead we see that we are constantly hearing from Mahat, great devotees, Mukhachyuta, they are constantly glorifying the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. But in spite of all this association of the pure devotees and the whole ISKCON Desiree and whole YouTube is filled with so many lectures and so many powerful kathas are going on, but instead of all this, we see that problems arise in the association of devotees. But so this pastime of Prithu Maharaj and Indra exclusively highlights on this point, that even in association of devotees there can be difficulties. So we are already in association of devotees, then where is the problem arising? And in this shloka the word comes ku yogina. Prabhupada translates it as person not in line of devotional service. Devotional service means exclusively serving the Supreme Lord without any ulterior motives. That is called as devotional service. So what we are getting in our sampradaya and what other religions are teaching is completely different. Other religion, they focus that God exists exclusively to fulfill my needs. Oh Lord, give me my daily bread. My needs. Why is God required? For my problem solving. But here in Gaudiya philosophy or Vaishnava Siddhanta, we are told that we are meant, or rather we are created by the Lord for His pleasure, for His service. So other religions teach us to stay in I space. They don't allow us to enter into Krishna's space or the Lord's space. But Gaudiya philosophy exclusively teaches us that give up my space and enter into Krishna's space in the area, in the arena of Krishna. When I am thinking completely about myself, I cannot even think about anybody else, not even my colleagues, not even my family members. It is only me and my needs. And if they are not fulfilled, then yes, the world is on one side and I am on one side. This is what happens. So now the question may arise, how do I enter in the Krishna space? It is very simple. Before coming to devotional practice, I used to initially watch a lot of movies. And we used to go for family movies. And in family movies, there is always a scene where the whole family comes together. And there is family union. And there are so many festivals that are happening. And the time comes when all the family members have to depart and go back to their work. And the scene which is set where all have to depart, all my sisters and my mother, with all that music happening on the screen, all everybody would start crying. And we could see the tears falling from their eyes. How did this happen? Because they have entered that space. They have entered into that movie, into that character. They are feeling, oh, I am the part of that family. I am there. They could feel the emotions. Why? Because they are present in that scene. So similarly, just like they were hearing, they were seeing about that movie, about the hero, about the heroine, about their family, and they entered that space and they could feel their emotions. Similarly, when we are hearing and thinking about Krishna, we will enter Krishna's space. That is why Srimad Bhagavatam says, Parikshit Maharaj says, Yena yena avatarena Bhagavan Haririshwara Karoti Karana Ramyani. What will give pleasure to my ears? Karana Ramya Manogyani Nacha Prabhu. He is saying, only Krishna Katha. Yena yena avatarena. The Lord has taken so many avatars. Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari. Only the Supreme Lord Krishna, his pastime, Karana Ramyani, Karoti Karana Ramyani, can give real pleasure. And what is the effect of hearing about Lord Krishna? Yashrinavoti Apaiti Aritirvri Krishna. He is saying there are four benefits. Satvam cha shuddhet achirena pumsa. Bhaktiv harav tad purushecha sakya tadeva haram vadamanyasecha. He is saying four benefits. Aratir. Immediately distraction will reduce if we enter the Krishna space. What are the signs that we are entering Krishna space? Four things have to happen. Arati, distraction should reduce. Fish is supposed to be the most distracted animal in the entire creation. It can hold its attention not more than 2 seconds. Humans have attention span of 10 seconds. But with so much of technological advancement and the world moving from 3G to 4G and 4G to 5G, and we call ourselves technology savvy and technology advanced, in past 50 years, it was 10 seconds. Human attention span was 10 seconds. Now we have made so much of progress that now it has reduced to 5 to 6 seconds. We cannot hold our attention for more than 5 to 6 seconds. We have to look here and there and then come back again and then we hear and then go back again and then come back again. But if we are entering that space, arati, distraction will be reduced gradually. Second, dhira, hissing, will become more and more sober, will become more and more sensitive. Third thing is saying bhakti haro. When we become sensitive to dealings with devotees and Krishna, we will become bhakti haro. Then that bhakti will arise. That is why when Prabhupada in every lecture used to say, when you chant, just hear. Why hear? Because the holy name is not different from the Lord. Naam and Nami are absolutely not different. They are one. And when we are sober, we try to focus our attention on the name who is not different from the Nami. Person and his name are not different. they become sensitive. Oh, if Lord, I'm calling Lord Krishna while I'm chanting, and if I'm not giving my attention to him, he'll feel insulted, he'll leave. And when Krishna is not there, how does bhakti develop? It will not develop. Bhakti arao will not happen till the time we become sober, we become sensitive to the holy name. And if you are attentive in our dealings with the holy name, it will be very, very easily reflected in our dealings with the devotees. This is the truth. This happens. Since we are insensitive to our dealings with the holy name, that is absolutely reflected in our dealings with the devotees. So bhakti haro, bhakti to Lord Hari will grow. Purushecha sakya, and the fourth and the foremost thing he says, friendship with devotees will improve. If we are entering the Krishna space, if we are entering or being sensitive, then we are hearing Krishna katha. These four things will happen. Friendship with devotees will improve. And that is why Prabhupada says, association is exclusively meant to purify the false ego. Because till the time false ego is not purified, we cannot enter from I space or my space to Krishna space. For that, that ego has to be purified. And for that, we have to constantly associate with the pure devotees. And this is what here Putu Maharaji is saying. That is why coming to the right conclusion is very, very important. And that can happen only when we associate with pure devotees. Just like we have our Amrish Prabhu, Alfred Ford. When he met Prabhupada for the first time, Prabhupada immediately understood whether this person is ready for Krishna consciousness or no. Amrish Prabhu enters Prabhupada's room, he takes Prabhupada's darshan. As soon as he got up, Prabhupada asked him just one question. Where is Henry Ford now? That was sufficient for Amrish Prabhu to understand, my grandfather or my father was a very big businessman. But after death, nothing goes with them or nothing has gone with anybody else. And immediately asked the next question, yes, Swamiji, what should I do? And from there, he started his spiritual journey. Immediately, Prabhupada told him the reality. He accepted, he came to the conclusion. Why? Because he was ready. A pure devotee sees any sadhaka and immediately understands whether this person is ready for Krishna consciousness or not. Just like, now somebody may say, so many people came in association with Prabhupada, but not all became devotees. Yes, it is true. Example is given, just like there is a log of wood. If it is dry, it will immediately catch fire. But if there is a lot of moisture in it, it will take a long time. Initially, only smoke will come out if we give fire. So the association of pure devotees is like that fire. If the wood is dry, it will immediately catch fire. But if it is moist, if there is a lot of moisture, it will take that much more time because. But the association, if it is constant, what will happen? The moisture will evaporate and eventually the wood will become more and more and more dry, and one day it will catch such a huge amount of fire that it will burn the whole wood in ashes. So that is the power of association of devotees and hearing from the devotees and implementing. It's like Dhruva implemented what his Guru Maharaj. Then by that hearing, gradual remembrance of the Lord will develop. And that is what Prithu Maharaj is saying here. Any other benediction, my Lord, is useless because that defeats the goal of human form of life. And the goal of human form of life is to develop our loving relationship, which we have forgotten. Vismriti word is used here. We have Vismriti, we have forgotten it. We have to revive it back. So hearing Krishna Katha without an agenda is the real solution. Our problem is, how many points I collected from the Katha? Oh, I have problem with my lust. Oh, I have problem with my anger. Will hearing from this devotee give me the solution to my problem? The solution to any problem is just sit and hear the Katha. Example, many devotees say that same Katha is repeated over and over again. Every year when we go for Kartik Yatra with our Guru Maharaj, 6,000, 7,000 devotees are there. every single year, Kartik Yatra, Diwali Day, Damodar Leela, our Guru Maharaj, he repeats the same pastime. I am hearing it almost from last 12 years, 13 years, same pastime. But if somebody is saying that I know this katha, I know this katha means what? If there is a gulab jam. If somebody is saying, I know this is gulab jam. But there is another person, he is saying, Are Baba, you only know gulab jam, I am tasting gulab jam. Similarly, our Vartamana Acharyas, when they are presenting the katha, they are saying, Are we are tasting, that is why we are repeating the same katha again and again. Otherwise, Satyavrata Muni, who was from Satya Yuga, he is saying, My Lord, I don't want to see any other pastime. Just show me this one Damodar Leela. I am ready to see it every moment, now and then, now and then, now, and I don't want to see anything else. That is it, one katha. And I am completely satisfied. Why? Because he has already entered that Krishna space. He is into that katha. We are not into that katha. We are only on a superficial level, we are hearing. That is why we have to taste. And how will we be able to taste? We'll be able to taste when we enter. Just like I gave that movie example, we enter that movie. And when we enter that movie, that character, then we can relish the entire thing. Just like Dasharatha Maharaj. So, Dasharatha Maharaj, when he used to, every day, just like today's parents, they go and drop their kids to school, Dasharatha Maharaj would make sure every day he is going to drop Lord Ram to school of Vasishtha Rishi. And every day when he used to drop his child, he used to go back. And Vasishtha Rishi used to see, now it is almost half hour, 1 hour, and Dasharatha Maharaj is not moving, he is not going to office. And Vasishtha Rishi says, my dear Lord, please, there are a lot of work there in the office. You have to go back and do all your duties. And there Dasharatha Maharaj is saying, I don't know what is happening. I came with my son from my home till your school. I was watching my son every single moment. And every single moment, I was feeling that what I saw in the last moment, there is something more now that has come up. Every single moment, I am feeling that the beauty of Lord Ramachandra is increasing every moment. Similarly, when we enter the Krishna space, every pastime, even though we may have heard it 10 times, thousands of times, will appear new, just like the Lord is Navanavayamanam, that katha becomes Navanavayamanam when we enter that space. So that is the point that Prithu Maharaj is saying, when we hear from the pure devotees, we are allowed that access to enter that Krishna space. But here we see, in case of Indra, he was not able to enter the Krishna space. He was still in that I space, Ku Yogina. He was not in line of devotional service. He had his own agenda apart from Krishna Seva. When Brahmaji comes, he says, Indra is also an empowered person who is empowered by the Supreme Lord Sri Vishnu, and you are also the empowered representative of the Supreme Lord. But he is in his I space, but you are in Krishna space. And there are two people, one is in I space and one is in Krishna space, then there will be clashes, because there will be difference of opinion. According to Indra, he said, for me, the first priority is my position, my post. If anybody is harming that post, I have nothing to do with Lord Hari. And how is this? This is shown by Indra, when he starts creating apasampradaya after apasampradaya, which is exactly opposite to the devotional service principle. He says, I am not bothered. I am only bothered. You stop your yajna, because if you complete your yajna, my post is in danger. My privileges are in danger. I am not worried with Lord Krishna. I am only worried with myself. And to stop your yogi, I can go to any height. Why? Because he is completely in that I space, who yogina. And that is why when we hear about Lord Krishna, we should enter that space. We should not be choosy, or I like this pastime, or I only want to hear from this speaker, and that other speaker is not very good, is not very charismatic, and there is no masala, and there is no jokes. No. Choosy, being choosy is the disqualification. Just like when His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his ashram, not many brahmacharis used to stay there. And when Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Prabhupada, used to have his prasad, then all the brahmacharis would come running, and they would say, please give us Mahaprasad, please. They would tell the personal servant of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur next day said, when I finish my prasad, what you do? You take the prasad and every sabji, dal, rice, chapati, puri, whatever is there, you mix up everything and then you give it to the brahmacharis. And next day, when all the brahmacharis came running after the mahaprasad was over, after the Guru Maharaj had taken prasad, and the personal servant, he mixed up everything and he kept the plate. And nobody took anything from the plate. And next day, when Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur asked his personal servant, did all the brahmacharis take mahaprasad? He said, no, Guru Maharaj, none of them. Specific items of the mahaprasad. Similarly, our disqualifications, just like our Janani Mas Prabhu, when initially he came to Mayapur, he couldn't understand any Bengali language. But he said, I kept on hearing Bengali lectures, Srimad Bhagavatam classes, day in, day out, as a daily duty, and now he's so expert in Bengali that he gives classes in Bengali. Because Krishna Katha is personal, it will touch heart if we are sincere in hearing about Krishna. So our hearing from a devotee should be in receive mode. Yes, I need to hear about Krishna. It is not achieve mode. We most of the time are into achieve mode. What I will get? Oh, I have to fill my sadhana card. I have to do this. I have to do that. And I have to hear as a ritual. No, I need to hear for my nourishment. That is the receive mode. And once we are in the receive mode, then we can see transformation. Otherwise, our condition will be like Arjuna and Duryodhana. When Arjuna and Duryodhana both went to the Lord, Arjuna chose the Lord. But Duryodhana chose Lord's Narayani Sena. Similarly, here we see Indra is behind Narayani Sena. He is not behind Narayan. And that is what happens when our hearing is into achieve mode, not receive mode. And that is why Vishwanath Chakravarti, while commenting on this purport, is saying the main goal of hearing about Krishna is that it should produce remembrance of Lord Krishna in our minds. That is the success of real hearing. And here we see Prithu Maharaj is not using the word Kuyogi for anybody else. He is saying, I am the Kuyogi. Why? Because my Lord, I forgot the eternal truth. Which eternal truth? He says in the last loka, you gave differences between, there is a difference between Atma and Paramatma. In the ninth verse, he is saying, rather than focusing on the similarity, my Lord, I was such a kuyogi that I was focusing on the differences. That is where he uses the word kaivalya, kaivalyapati. He was saying that I was trying to focus on this aspect of differences. And that is why he's saying, I am a Kuyogi, trying to merge with the Lord. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ends this with giving a simple example of the honeybee. He says, when the honeybee tests the nectar, from a single drop of nectar from the flower, it is immediately satisfied. Similarly, is saying any devotee who has tasted a small drop of nectar of hearing attentively the Krishna Katha, he has to be satisfied. He has to relish that taste of satisfaction. He will be satisfied. The best example is our own founder, Acharya Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When he was asked in his last time, Prabhupada, is there anything that you are feeling that you wanted to do but you haven't? He is saying, Prabhupada said, I am completely satisfied. The last moments of Srila Prabhupada. Anything, I am completely satisfied. Nothing else is yet to be done. Whatever I had to do, whatever Krishna ordered me, I had done. Why? Because you are constantly in the Krishna space. If we read the Jaladuta diary, when Prabhupada was on Jaladuta, Prabhupada is writing, I am alone on this ship, but my Guru Maharaj and Lord Krishna is there. Prabhupada says, today I read Chaitanya Charitamrita, this chapter, this shloka, and I felt completely nourished. On the day of Janmashtami, Prabhupada was remembering his God brothers in Mayapur, and he was feeling they are so fortunate, they are there in the Lord Chaitanya's home place, and they are celebrating Janmashtami. But here I am alone, trying to serve in the mission of my Guru Maharaj. But he never felt that his Guru Maharaj was separated from him. He was always, because he was in the Krishna space. He was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was reading Srimad Bhagavatam. He carried Lord Krishna with himself. He not only carried Lord with his heart, he carried the mood of Lord Krishna. Because most of we devotees, we forget that there is not one flavor to Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna in Vrindavan is one flavor. That is one mood. But there is another mood of Lord Krishna, that is the Kurukshetra mood. If you read Prabhupada Lilamrita, Prabhupada displayed both the moods. And Prabhupada was alone, he was relishing the Vrindavan mood. But when he was on the battlefield of preaching, he was fierce like Lord Krishna. We can especially see this in the Juhu case. When Srila Prabhupada got the Juhu case, and somebody told that, Prabhupada, this land is already in controversy, you should not have taken this land. Prabhupada immediately told all his devotees, immediately installed Radha, Radha Krishna deities here. But all devotees were saying, Prabhupada, this is just a barren and nothing here. He said, immediately build a tent, a aluminium tin shed here for Radha Krishna. In spite of all opposition, Prabhupada installed deities, because Prabhupada knew it is Indian law that once a temple is built somewhere, you cannot destroy that temple. That is a law. And even if you have to remove that temple from there, you have to allot some other space to that temple. And that is why immediately, allowing the Lord to go through some inconveniences, Prabhupada kept Radha Ras Bihari there. He installed Radha Ras Bihari there. Because Prabhupada knew once these deities are installed here, no one can move them. And he was constantly praying, my Lord, allow me this land, I'll build a palace for you. Prabhupada, every now and then he was repeating these things. Allow me, my Lord, I'll build a palace. And we see Prabhupada went through that struggle. And Prabhupada was allowed that service to build a mega, magnificent temple. So that mood of Kurukshetra, we never focus Krishna's. Krishna also carries that mood of Kurukshetra. He is a fierce warrior. Before the war, before Krishna came as Shanti Dut, the Kurus sent Sanjay to Dwarka with a message that we are ready for a war. And there, where all the Pandavas are there, and Sanjay comes with the message, Krishna says, my dear Sanjay, when you go back to the Kuru assembly, tell my message to the Kauravas. So Sanjay is asking, yes, my Lord, what is the message? He says, tell them that Duryodhana is like the tree of sin. He compared Duryodhana to a tree of sin. He tells Sanjay, tell directly, no indirectly. Tell them that Duryodhana is a tree of sin. Shakuni is the trunk. Dushyasana is the branches. And all the 100 brothers are like the fruit of the tree. And tell them, Sanjay, do you know who is the root of the tree? Lord Krishna is telling to the Kauravas, the main root of the entire tree of sin is Dhritarashtra. This is a direct message. And then he says to Sanjay, tell them also, Sanjay, that Yudhishthir Maharaj is the tree of Dharma. And Bhima is the trunk of the tree. Arjuna is the branches, Nakul, Sahadeva are the fruits. And tell them that I am the root of this tree. So if you are trying to eliminate the Pandavas, you are trying to eliminate me. And I have already taken a vow that I will not take any weapons. But tell them, Sanjay, I am more dangerous without weapons than with weapons. This is the message, direct message, which Lord Krishna sends to the Kauravas. But still, for the world, to make sure that nobody tomorrow says that Krishna didn't try, he was partial to the Pandavas, he goes as the peace messenger, and when he enters the Kuru assembly, he says, please understand, my motives are genuine. If my motives are genuine, let Parshuram, all the Saptarishis, all the great sages, right now assemble here. And before everybody there in the assembly, everybody could see all the great sages along with Parshuram and all the top sages coming there. Just to show that I have really come here to make peace. Just to show, just to tell the world that nobody tomorrow should blame the Pandavas. That side of Lord Krishna has to be focused every now and then. Before entering Vrindavan, we have to clear off this space also that yes, we have fallen in love with not an ordinary person. He is a person who is the supreme. He can do anything. We forget the pastime. What happened to Jayadrath? Arjuna would surely have had to enter fire that day if there Krishna would not have been there. And before reaching Jayadrath, Krishna understands that before we have to reach Jayadrath, there will be not many people will be entering. So first comes Dronacharya, and he challenges Arjuna. He says, Arjuna, how can you not fight me? You are a warrior, you are a Kshatriya. Arjuna was already hinted by Krishna, don't take any challenges till I tell you. Arjuna immediately bows down to his Guru Maharaj. He says, Guru Maharaj, today I won't be able to fight with you. Please allow me some space. And he immediately takes a turn and leaves because he has to reach Jayadrath. Everything was so planned, and there is a time when Krishna says, Arjuna, now we'll take a halt. What I'll do, the horses are feeling tired, I'll get down, I'll massage the horses, feed them some grass, feed them with some water. You stand down the chariot and you fight. So Arjuna would have told, my lord, this is not some place where we have come for some ride. This is the war. But Arjuna didn't ask any question. He immediately followed Arjuna. He got down from the chariot and started fighting. And Arjuna was not worried. Arey, what will happen? I have taken a vow. If I don't kill Jayadrath, I will enter fire. He's fighting from there. And then Krishna created that illusion of that sun setting. All the Kauravas were so happy. They immediately put down their weapons and everybody was celebrating. And immediately Krishna removed that illusion and he told, when they kept down their weapons, everybody broke the barrier of covering Jayadrath. And immediately as soon as the barrier was broken, Jayadrath was seen to Arjuna and Krishna said, now you hit that arrow. And he gave a target. You hit it where? You directly hit it to his father who is performing tapasya in Himalaya. And Arjuna did that. And as soon as the head was shot off, it fell in the lap of his father. And his father had a benediction. If anybody cuts off his son's head, his head would burst into 1,000 pieces. And when that head fell on his lap, he pushed it. and his father died along with Jayadratha. So Janmashtami is, we have fallen in love with a person who is simply great, simply great. But are we entering that Krishna space? And for entering into that Krishna space, we have to be hearing about Krishna. We have to hear about Vrindavan Krishna. We have to hear about Kurukshetra Krishna also. Because sometimes we may need that nourishment from Vrindavan Krishna. Sometimes we may need that nourishment from Kurukshetra Krishna. Thank you all very much for your kind and patient hearing. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grantha Rashtravad Bhagavatam ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam. Very interesting class, Prabhuji. Examples that you've given, are also very beautiful, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mata. Should we end
Hare
the class, Mataji? Yes, Mata.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Very meditative class. You have to, you give an example that here, every Kartik month, in Sridham Vrindavan Dham, saying Katha from our Guru Maharaj, it's given a taste again and again, and remind us that this material world is temporary. We have to go to the spiritual world. And the taste is coming more and more and more after hearing Krishna Katha from our Guru Maharaj and Sridham Vrindavan Dham. Second thing, you give an example of a tree, that the root of the tree, the cause is Dhritarashtra, and the other side, the Dharma, following Dharma, a Yudhishthir, and whatever of the root in our, like from Gadaguti in our Gujarati said that the sanskar is given to us, so that the root is the parents. So we should always, we are the example of our kids. We should always engage us in Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha, and Krishna Katha. And by that way, they will also follow Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much. Please give your association regularly. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Dhanvat Pranam.
Dhanvat.
Hare Krishna Guru. Thank you for class.
Yes.
I have a couple of questions. One is when I'm referring to when you said that when we hear Krishna Katha, the result should be remembrance. So my understanding is that, you know, that remembrance should not just be like ordinary intellectual, you know, remembrance, like how you study for a test and you remember things for the test. Can you characterize that remembrance that you're talking about?
Yes, Mataji. Your question is, how do we characterize the remembrance of Lord Krishna?
Yeah, you know, in other words, it's not just recalling facts, you know?
Correct.
Right? So can you describe, elaborate on this remembrance? When we hear Krishna Katha, you said that it should inspire remembrance of Krishna. So
yes.
If you could elaborate.
Any event is remembered, especially when it has an emotional impact on us. Just like most of us, we tend to remember the event where we were dealt harshly with. That event we tend to remember more because that event has created certain emotional impact on us. And we have entered that event so naturally that just by seeing that person, we are into that event again.
Mm-hmm.
If some devotee has spoken harshly to me, immediately as soon as I see that devotee, I go back into that event. The whole event is as live as it was the day it has happened.
Yes.
Why? Because we were in that. So that is the sign that just, that is what we call Uddipan. A small thing is sufficient for me to enter Krishna space.
Mm-hmm.
When that is happening, that is a sign and symptom that yes, my hearing was good enough. A small point from one katha or one episode of Srimad Bhagavatam, and you might remember the classes of your spiritual master. This point he made in this circumstances, and this solution he gave, and this was the thing. That is the meaning that you have heard the class very well. That is the sign and symptom that you have entered the Krishna space.
Yeah, very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Yeah, it was so helpful. Also, there's one other question is, you remember when you were describing, you know, being in I space rather than Krishna space, and then as an example, I think that's the time you gave an example of Duryodhana versus Arjuna.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
And when you mention those two, you use some Sanskrit words. Duryodhana was in something, and Arjuna was in something. But I didn't understand those Sanskrit word you used, and that at that time, do you remember? Begin with in something Sena or something.
Well, I'm not able to recollect it. But
okay, it's okay. Yeah, I didn't know what the translation was.
Yeah, maybe so, translation.
Mataji.
Yeah.
I think Prabhuji said Arjuna chose the Narayan and Duryodhana chose the Narayani Sena. So in this Indra is choosing the Narayani Sena, not Sena. Narayan. Yeah.
Okay, yes, that was it. Thank you so much, Mataji. So, yes, Prabhu, so can you explain these terms? I didn't understand that.
Yeah, yeah. Just like this world is filled with energies of Krishna. So one is the energetic and one is the energies.
Okay.
So we tend to forget that the energies are coming from the energetic and they belong to the energetic.
Uh-huh.
So if we choose the energetic, then automatically all the energies will also follow him. So a wise person is, just like if we have two choices, one is to make friendship with the king and one is trying to get some wealth from the king.
Mm-hmm.
So the wise person is, he should not go behind the wealth. He should go and make friendship with the king, because as soon as he makes friendship with the king, automatically the wealth of the king will follow him.
Yeah.
And that is what Arjuna did. He chose the energetic. But Duryodhana chose the wealth or the energies of Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
But the energies are belonging to energetic. So they will eventually act the way the energetic wants them to act.
Right. Thank you. So the energetic is called Narayan.
Yes.
And the energy is called Narayani.
Energies are in the form of wealth, the power, the name, fame that we get by devotional service or being a devotee or a practitioner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so but I'm referring to the terms now. So the energy you have called Narayani Seva or Sena. Sena.
Sena. Sena is army.
Narayana.
Army.
Yeah, okay.
He did not fight, but he gave his whole army battalion to fight for the Kauravas.
Okay, so Duryodhana chose Narayana Sena.
Yeah, he chose the army of Lord Krishna rather than choosing Lord Krishna.
Right, so Duryodhana chose Narayana Sena and Arjuna chose Narayana.
Correct.
Mm. Okay, I got it now. Thank you so much. And thank you again, Mataji. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Can I ask one question?
Mataji, some small sevas lined up. Can we have next time?
Two more.
In case
next
if
time.
It is comfortable.
Yes, yes. Yes, Prabhu.
Oh, okay. Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, and we look forward for your more classes. So, let's pay our obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpataru Bhyashya
Kripa
Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Shri Kanta Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Sri Sukumar Gaura Prabhu Ki Jai.